It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We're country and barbecue with a twist. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yes, I am. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're
happy 420, boys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Late.
Yeah, and I didn't really know what that was all about.
I don't either. Does that show my age, Conrad? Because so explain it to me, because there's got to be at least one other idiot out there besides me.
It was
that didn't know what it was.
The West Coast with those dumb dope smoking kids, and they would get together after college got out or in the afternoon after work at 4:20 every day, and that's where it started. So that would
thing.
Be code. That would be code. You could say
no kidding
in front of the teachers, and so it turned into a big holiday. You know what's weird is the night before you're supposed to leave something out for Willie Nelson now. So
okay, right. I'll get that. I missed it.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, yeah. Well, it's what, the 23rd now, so we're good. Or second, or whatever day.
Shoulda, coulda, didn't.
Right. Exactly. But what went on in your backyard? I had one, Bob, this week that I'll tell you that I made a rookie mistake and we recovered, but I thought I'd share it with the listeners because one of my previous jobs, the president of the company that was at Standard Lumber, the president of the company retired after 48 years with the company. Started out in the yard. Classic American story. Worked his way up to run the company the last 6 years he was working there.
Mm.
Right? Lots of changes, but stuck with it and made it happen. Well, it was his retirement party, and we were on division down by Home Repair Services. It was a wonderful event. But they had about a little over 100 people there, and they asked me to put a barbecue together for him, right?
How'd you do that?
Well, not well, evidently.
Oh, no.
No. So what I did is—
You didn't make them all sick again,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Nobody's sick. But I'm just going to tell you what happened. It's real simple. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to serve from 6 to 9, right, is when they wanted food there. So I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I light up the smoker. We got an offset smoker, big old iron thing, and it's 28 degrees out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you got to get the fire hot before you put the meat in. So I get up at 4, light it up, go back, lay down. I get up at about 4:35. I got a perfect fire in the box. I load on the butts, close the door, and go back to bed. Got up at 6:30, blah, blah, blah. Everything's good. I go to work, and I leave at 7 a.m., and that smoker is on 275.
Perfect.
Right where I wanted it. I go do my two or three calls during the morning. I get back at 1:30. It's at 1:35.
Ouch.
And I ran out of charcoal while I was gone.
Oh.
So now I'm at 2 o'clock. I'm building a fire, and my butts are at 155 degrees. And I got to get them to 195.
How many?
But there's five of them on there.
Too many for the oven.
Right. But it wasn't. But where I'm going is that that's exactly what I did is I came in and I have a smaller regular oven, 30-inch oven like everybody has, and there's two racks in there. And I put three butts on edge in a metal pan and then laid the other two down and put them all in there. But I'm telling you, it was zapping the heat out of my oven. I ran that thing up to 450. And from 2 o'clock till 5:15 when I had to leave to get there, I only got him up to about 185. Then I could not believe that a 450 oven would, but it was 60 pounds of meat.
It's so dense.
Right, and it's just so very dense. So one of them was a little smaller, and it was pullable at about 192, but the rest of them were, the other four were like 185.
You're chopping it.
Oh, God.
You're jopping it up.
Right, right. And you know what? The pork's done at about 160, well, really 140, but barbecued 165, it'll be good right down to the bone. So it was plenty cooked, but it didn't pull. And you're exactly right. It took an extra 15 minutes when I got there to bust out a board and pull off all we could and then chop it all up. And we were maybe 10 minutes late. But I just wanted to share that story because it wasn't a total loss, but I'm pretty damn picky on what my barbecue looks like, not just what it tastes like. The taste was fine. but there were chopped up chunks. It wasn't pulled like you'd normally want to do it. And I worked with these guys, and all of them know that I'm a barbecue guy, and I brought a substandard product.
They didn't notice.
They didn't notice a damn thing.
No.
That was it. So I was all, you know, up my butt and butt hurt for nothing. Because
that's a pretty anal thing.
Whoa. I like to have things right when we, especially when we're performing for somebody else. And if it's in my own backyard, I wouldn't worry so much about it. But I'm out, you know, doing a little catering gig. So anyway, moral of that story is stick with it. It came out all right, and not one person. I got, you know, we're blessed. Get dozens of compliments on our barbecue. I didn't have one person that said a word about, geez, what's going on there? And maybe they were all polite, but you know. It turned out fine, but the flavor was there, just the texture was different.
Hey, so. We've all been there.
Yeah.
I did that gig for Alan Bob's, and one of my briskets wasn't done.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until a guy threw away his plate. And I went and looked at it, and I checked that brisket out, and I wasn't slicing it.
Oh, okay.
And I was mortified, because I did a whole bunch of them. I did, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 of them at a time, and
right.
Just one's all it takes.
Right, yep.
And I still hurt from that.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we're trying to, you know, branch into this commercially, and probably my timing is terrible for telling that story after we're going to try to open up a little catering joint, but the fact is
yours turn out good.
Right, yeah, but the fact, you know, and I've done hundreds of these things and never had that happen.
And it's going to, you know, there's always a few stories. You talk to any barbecue, serious barbecue guy, and we've got one coming up. His name is Len Town in the next segment. He'll have stories just like that.
Right.
And it's just, you know.
Comes with a game.
It does.
Yep. It's a part of the game. And, but
it's okay.
But I made a save. You know what? We still scored. Everybody was happy. They thanked me. And, of course, you always make too much, right? So we were at Home Repair Services, so we were able to donate enough to feed their crew for the next day. And I just, you know what? There's the silver lining in the story
right
there.
Well, I have a solution for that problem, and I'm going to take care of it for
you. I know you do.
I figured it out.
Okay.
I figured out a simple solution for that thing. And
good.
And I just want to get your blessing before I start fabbing.
Now, this is an old iron smoker that Bob used to sell, and then we modified it to try to make it a little better. And it is. But it needs a modification again.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna make it happen. But that, you know, it's a trailer smoker. It's a hunk of iron. As long as you take care of it, it's never gonna wear out.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
There's a new one in our future too.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee
right.
you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It won't be that brand.
Right. Right. I get it. But anyway. So yeah, that was my barbecue story for the week. But you know, you're going to go to this Blessing of the Bikes here in a few weeks, right?
Yes, yes. It's May 13th through the 15th. It's in Baldwin, Michigan.
Okay.
Everybody knows where Baldwin is.
Right. Up M37, yeah, north of Grand Rapids.
The Pierre Marquette runs across M37, and
right.
It's just a wonderful little town. And this is the 50th anniversary of the Blessing.
Cool.
So it's going to be gigantic, and I just happened to pick a good year to go, and I'm going to be there with my Dove Creek Wagyu jerky.
Right.
America's Best Beef Jerky is mm-hmm. the new mantra for it, and it is. It's Wagyu. It's crazy.
Tell people what that is if they don't know.
Well, if you've ever heard of Kobe beef,
mm-hmm.
it's the American version of Kobe beef, and the people at Dove Creek, the wife, Michelle, is the number one breeder of red Wagyu in North America, and in the world, literally, because it's a North American animal. And she is just that good.
Mm-hmm.
She's just that good. So she does, like, all sorts of work with embryo transplants and artificial insemination and, you know, trying to raise as many of these things as possible.
Right.
And her husband runs the ranch, and I'll tell you what, these things are so tasty. Red Wagyu is the top of the top in Wagyu.
Okay.
Okay, it's prime. This is prime.
Yep.
So imagine.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've had it, and it's really good.
Yeah, and
it's pricey, but it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, and like anything else, you get what you pay for.
Well, they brought me a brisket, too.
Oh.
And I cannot wait to cook that.
Baby. Yeah, you can. You wait till I'm over, and that's when you cook it. That's exactly
well,
when you cook.
Well, I'm going to need that smoker back. Well, you're broke.
Yeah, I guess I better tether myself to it when you get it back,
yes,
too, right?
You should. Yeah, so,
anyway.
And they brought me steaks and burger.
Right.
I was telling Conrad, I've been eating Wagyu burgers for a couple days now, just because my wife's gone.
Oh yeah, there you go.
She's down watching the granddaughters in Tennessee, while my kids are out in Vegas with HGTV.
Oh, cool. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, that Blessing of the Bikes gig you got going is going to be cool. I've personally never been up there, but I'm just not a bike rider.
I know, you've been to Baldwin, though.
Whoa, yeah, many times. Many times. Most times I got waders on and a fishing pole in my hand.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what a cool event. I mean, it's something good to do. And you're going to have your little Wagyu jerky stand up there, and that's kind of cool, man.
It's going to be a big stand. It's going to be a 12 by 12.
Yep, right. I got that set up in my driveway right now. Familiar with that stand.
They give you a 10 by 10 space, and I said, but I got a big pop-up. It's 12 by 12, and she goes, we'll let you in.
Yeah, right. Very good.
So anyway, the reason I am so, I guess, excited to sell this product is because of the wonderful couple that actually raises this Wagyu, and the real brains behind it, let's not kid ourselves, just like with Chase Creek Smokehouse, it's Linda. Well, the real brains behind this one with the Dove Creek is, her name is Linda, Michelle Johnson. How are you, Michelle?
Good. How
I was thinking
you?
Of Linda from our other interview, so I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I only talk to you every day. I do know your name is Tammy. I mean, Michelle.
Yeah.
It's all right. So, I've been called worse.
You've been called worse?
All right, yeah.
So, you know, I've been talking about your Wagyu beef for some time now, and of course I'm bringing it up to the Blessing of the Bikes. And I thought you would be the perfect person to tell everybody about Red Wagyu, how you got into it, what you do, and why it's just so ridiculously good.
Okay, well, I'll try and keep the condensed version going because I could talk about these cattle and this beef all day. So we raise the Akahushi, which are the Red Wagyu. It's just the best beef in the world. It really is. We chose this type of Wagyu because it is ready to process much earlier, between 18 and 20 months on average, which means you have much more tender beef. The cattle themselves are predisposed to extreme marbling, which means amazing taste and tenderness.
Fat is flavor, right, Michelle?
Yes.
Fat is flavor.
Is. Right. It is. It's just, you know, people ask me all the time, so can you really tell the difference in this beef versus other beef? It is absolutely, there's no comparing it. I mean, anybody that does a taste test on the Akahushi beef versus another type of beef, they're floored. It's extreme. I mean, there's a huge difference. So, yes, it's just amazing, amazing beef to be making jerky out of. But
So you have a herd of these on your farm, is that right?
Yes.
So
we do.
So then they're calving every spring, or is it a year round type thing?
Nope. We have spring and fall, and honestly we have a partnership with a gentleman in Missouri also, and that's where the vast majority of our cattle are raised. We go through a lot of jerky, and I actually have some other friends that we buy beef from, too. So it's all Akahushi. It's all raised the same, but it's a group event.
How cool.
To get enough beef for all this
right.
jerky.
And you also yeah. you also sponsor an educational program.
Yes, in Missouri, we sure do. We are working with a school there that we've got set up with the Akahushi Genetics, and they are actually taking over our meat production program. And the kids are doing everything from start to finish. They'll be helping with the breeding process. They'll be doing some of the embryo fleshing. They will be in charge of the feed program, marketing the beef, the websites, the sales. It's meant to be an actual business that they will be able to learn all aspects of this industry through. So, yes, we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I can see why. That's an amazing thing that these kids can get involved in because it's I'm sure it's a ton of work, but the end product is worth it. Michelle, you also talk about
Tango 3.
Right, yeah, Tango 3. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so Tango 3, we were just at a point where we were rebranding our product when we met Gerald Elkhorn, who is the founder of the Tango3.org, and he was looking for basically a vehicle to fund his program that he was trying to put together for the veteran suicide prevention. Well, after hearing just a little bit about this program and what he hoped to do, Wayne and I decided we were all in. So, it didn't take a whole lot of time before we were able to see exactly what he was talking about, as there was a gentleman that he knew fairly closely that did commit suicide. I mean, shortly after we decided to do this, and it was at that point where we decided we would just donate everything to Tango3.org because this is a serious problem. I mean, at that point, they were saying on average 22 veterans a day would take their life, and it was awful.
Wow, what a number.
It was awful. But then as the COVID thing happened and the whole deal with the Afghanistan, they're now saying that that number has easily doubled. So this is what the jerky is about to us, is being able to help these people.
I got to tell you, and when I tell that story to people, if they're like, because my job actually is to represent Dove Creek, right? Right. I get them in the marketplace. And if people are on the fence about whether or not they want to handle a high-end jerky, as soon as I tell them about the Tango 3, they don't even care if it tastes good or not. They're just like, yeah, we're going to do this.
Right.
Because it's your way to do something good for these people who have laid down their lives for our nation.
Right. And you know, we've talked about this in the past. You got time, treasure, and talent. Right? Those are the three things God gave you to work with, and you're doing a little bit of all of it right now.
Yep.
And what a better way to give back if you can do that. It's just the right thing to do, period. End of discussion. It's the right thing to do.
But on top of it, this stuff, once you eat this, I mean, you know, I have that joke with Tim Sobey about his jerky's as good as mine.
Yeah,
right. No, mine's not as good as Michelle's.
Right.
Well, you know, with this whole brand, I mean, this was our whole thing. We truly tried we tried so hard to make this the very best beef, the very best jerky, and we believe it's the very best cause. Saving life.
I do, too, and we just want to thank you for joining us. It's Michelle Johnson, Dove Creek Wagyu Jerky. It's a red Wagyu. The proceeds go to Tango 3 to help combat suicide amongst military and veterans. And we just thank you so much for taking a minute to join us here, and look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you. They can check it out at americasbestbeef.com. americasbestjerky.com.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Say that website again, Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle. It's America's Best Beef Jerky.com. And there's all kinds of information on there about Tango 3. And it's a very informative website.
We've awesome. Got awesome.
All kinds of stuff on there. Check it out.
Thank you so much.
All right. Coming up next, it's the Blessing of the Bikes. We're going to talk with Bruce Shantz. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going to be big.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. But we got another guy on the live line now, don't we, Bob?
That's right. I got lucky. Even a blind squirrel does that, right?
Right. Oh, don't talk about squirrels with Conrad in the room.
Boy, that's good eating.
You're going to make him hungry.
Right, yeah.
Yes, on the grilling line right now, we have a gentleman called Bruce Shantz from, I believe, Baldwin, Michigan. But no, you probably live somewhere else, don't you, sir?
Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So anyway, I guess we wanted to hear the story of the beginning of the Blessing of the Bikes, and apparently it was your idea.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but back in 1974 is when it started, 50 years ago, with 8 motorcycles and 16 people. It was held on the front lawn of St. Anne's Church. And we had it there, that was there for 2 years, then it went to the airport when it got bigger, and now we're at over 2,000.
There'll be over 2,000 bikes there?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So what was that bike you rode in there in 1974?
I didn't make it in 1974. I didn't start going to the Blessing until 76, and that was a Kawasaki 900.
I had that exact bike. That was a beautiful machine. I wish I still had it.
It was.
Yeah.
This is the 50th year for the Blessing. My 48th year going to the Blessing and the 32nd year working the Blessing.
How about that? Sounds like you're blessed. Sounds like you're out in the wind. So what can you tell the listeners about what goes on for this Blessing of the Bikes in Baldwin, Michigan?
Well, on Sunday is when the Blessing is, and everybody gathers on the airport, and then we have the pastor out of Grand Rapids that comes up and says a prayer over everybody, and that's about it. And if you come to Baldwin, and don't go on the airport. You didn't go to the Blessing. You just went to Baldwin.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You sound like you got a little attitude. That's good.
Well, everybody says they went to the Blessing, but then you ask, where on the airport were you? Well, we wasn't on the airport. Well, then you didn't go to the Blessing. You just went up to town and
partied
in town, and that's it.
Right. So this is the Sunday's the Blessing, but it's also there's a couple days ahead of time. What's going on Friday and Saturday?
And we got wristbands we're selling for $5. It gives you easy access in, kind of an express pass, and you can get them from the AmVets or the Chamber of Commerce on Thursday before the Blessing.
And what does that entitle you to?
So what do you get if you have this bracelet?
I'm kind of losing you a little bit.
Yeah, what do you get when you buy one of these bracelets?
Well, it just gets to you don't have to wait. We got a special lane for them to come in on. You don't have to wait in the long line to pay your $5 to get in.
Cool. Cool. Well, I will be up there in town. I've never worked this thing, but I'm going to be setting up a booth to sell my world famous Wagyu beef jerky, and I know bikers love jerky. So I'm not quite sure where they're going to put me, but I'm looking forward to it just because I'll be close to. I'm a Reed City boy, so that's my old stomping grounds over there.
All right. Well, then you just have to come down on Sunday on the airport so you can be officially to the blessing.
Yeah, yeah. What time does the blessing at the airport start?
The gates open at 9 and the blessing's at noon.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to figure that out. Well, listen, Bruce Shantz, the Chamber of Commerce, the lady up there gave me your name and number and said you're the person to talk to. And I sure appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us and get everybody excited about going up to the blessing.
We're just hoping we have nice weather. Hope the nicer weather talk for this weekend.
Right. Bruce, what's the date on this?
It's the third Sunday.
Okay.
13th through the 15th.
The Sunday after Mother's Day. I don't go by the date. I just know when it is. All the years, I just know it's the third Sunday.
It's the 13th through the 15th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, Bruce Shantz, thank you so much. And I will be at a big tent there. It'll say the Grilling Guys on top of it. And you stop by and see me, and I'll hook you up with some of the best jerky you've ever had.
I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So. No confusion, Bruce doesn't work for the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, no.
But
no.
But my question is that, okay, I get it, the Blessing of the Bikes, noon on Sunday, May the 15th. Do they have like a little festival that goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Or is it just an in-and-out-of-town event?
It's a weekend-long party. It will be a mob of people. So if there's 2,000 bikes, that means that's how many people have pre-registered.
Yeah.
There'll be like 3,000.
Okay.
Or 4,000 or 5,000, because a ton of guys will just show up on their bikes, and like he said, they don't even go out to the blessing. They just hang out in Baldwin because it's like Bike City.
Right. What a cool thing for that little town.
Oh, though, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it puts them on the map. It's great fishing town.
Yep.
Up there, and in the winter you can base camp out of there and take all the trails on your snowmobiles and stuff. But this is a really cool thing that they do, and you know this gets national attention.
Yes,
it's just a great idea. You know, everybody gets up there safe, everybody gets home safe, and you get the blessing on your bike for the year, and you get out and you ride.
And that bike, he went there on the first time, that Kawasaki 900.
Right.
I had that bike.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, a young boy in Reed City with that piece of midnight blue steel between his legs, I'll tell you, you are the hottest thing on the road. And you get up to an intersection, I had 4-to-1 hooker headers on it, and just get up to an intersection, had a custom saddle, it was just this beautiful beaded leather seat. And just, you know, and I was a skinny little punk. I could barely handle it. But you'd get up to an intersection, and of course, any of your buddies with bikes, you're always trying to race out of the intersection or, you know.
You're sure.
Nope, I just rap on that throttle once, and everybody took off nice and slowly.
Yeah.
it was like the judge.
Yeah.
And there was only one bike that was that quick, and it was another Kawasaki. It was a 3-lunger 750 two-stroke.
Yeah.
And they were noisy, and I think it was just slightly faster because it was lighter.
Yeah.
But it was not a comfortable bike.
Yeah.
It rattled a lot, the 750 did.
Yep.
You know, vibrated, two-stroke, you know, just like a chainsaw.
Yep.
Real bad chainsaw.
So do you know, you don't know where you're going to be up there as much as you're going to be somewhere prominent.
Vendor Row.
Right, wherever that is.
I registered late and still got a spot because I sent my money in.
Yeah, right.
She felt sorry for me.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah. So look for the Grilling Guys pop-up tent. You can't miss it. It's got our logo on top. And you'll see probably the big black logo in the back, and hopefully the weather's good.
Right.
And I remember you and I being up at a couple years back, we were at Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Right.
And it was a cold weekend.
Right.
Cold and kind of snowy.
Yeah. And speaking of Chase Creek Smokehouse, in our next segment, we're going to have the proprietress of the Chase Creek Smokehouse, Linda Ringler, is going to join us. If you've not been to this place, you're going to want to listen in, because this is up. You go up to the Reed City exit, US 10, which goes from Ludington to Reed City, and then you go west toward Ludington, away from Reed City, for about 5 or 6 miles, and you come to this little wide spot in the road called Chase, Michigan. And just one block south of US 10 is the Chase Creek Smokehouse. There's only one turn. You can't get lost. There's a sign there. And you go to there, and you're going to have just a wonderful dining experience. It's not only the food that's wonderful; the atmosphere is crazy good too. So
that's right.
We're looking forward to having Linda Ringler in our next segment, and she's going to talk to you about some of the cool things that they do up at Chase Creek Smokehouse with their barbecue. I think Barbecue Bob even swapped them out a motorhome for a big old grill one time. So we'll hear that story. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, you're going to have a ton of fun up there at that Blessing of the Bikes, man.
More fun than I deserve.
Right. I'm anxious to see how that goes for you. But I'm sure while you're up there, you're going to make a little detour on US 10 and maybe come over and have some dinner at one of the best barbecue shops I know, right?
It could happen.
Right.
It could happen.
You're close, aren't you?
Yeah, real close. As a matter of fact, on the grilling line right now, we have let's call it the lady of the house, Linda Ringler. Her and her husband Pat own the Chase Creek Smokehouse, and welcome to the show, Linda.
Hi guys, how are you?
Really good, now that you're with us.
Oh, aren't you guys too sweet? You're all buttering me up today.
I like butter on my barbecue.
Yeah.
So I think I saw some pictures of you down in some nice weather recently.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I came back apparently a week too early.
We
spent a lot of time in Mexico this winter, but we're home for the season now, prepping up for the big event next month.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of what I was wondering is what will be going on during the Blessing weekend at Chase Creek.
We are super excited. I don't know if you realize this is the 50th anniversary of the Blessing of the Bikes this year.
Right.
So we're doing our typical Blessing of the Bikes bash. So we'll have live music. We have a band on Friday night from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. We have a band on Saturday afternoon from noon till 4. And then another band from 6 till 10. And so we're going to be partying on the patio all weekend and keeping our fingers crossed that Mother Nature is going to be very nice to us this year. No repeats of the Operation GI Barbecue weekend.
Yeah, right. So for those of you who might not remember or weren't with us at the time, when we did the fundraiser for the troops and bought those three big loads of barbecue equipment and sauce and all that stuff, the Chase Creek Smokehouse loaned us their facilities and actually facilitated the most successful fund drive we had.
Right.
And we really built it up with all our best door prizes, had a silent auction with those Henry rifles, and gosh, we had so much fun up there. I can't thank you enough, you guys.
It was a great time.
Yeah. The weather was cold, but
right.
You had that beautiful fire pit. Now, describe your place, because I'll overstate it, but describe what you have in that facility for people that have never been there.
So we have relatively in the middle of nowhere, a 5,000 square foot building. Inside is all inlaid wood, a huge, we call it the big fan.
You can say ass on the radio.
A separate bar area, and then the big part of the blessing weekend is we have a covered patio outside with an outdoor bar with a stage and a huge patio and a big grassy area. So we'll have our games out there. We have cornhole boards. We have the big Connect Four games, ring toss. Just all sorts of stuff to keep people entertained. And, you know, sometimes we're a little busy and people have to wait. So we try to make it fun for everybody to wait. On Blessing of the Bikes, the whole deal is outside and the patio is usually just packed. And with it being the 50th anniversary, we're really anticipating a big weekend.
So if people are going to go to the Blessing and they're coming from, like, 131 or US 10 from Saginaw, Flint, Midland, whatever, you're going to go right through the town of Chase. It's about 5 or 6 miles west of the freeway, as Jop said. And you go through the town, and right when you're getting out of town, you'll see it's such a big place that the state of Michigan has put an official sign there, a tourist attraction. This is a destination. It's gorgeous. I remember your old one, which was really cool. This one is just off the chain.
Yeah, this is kind of the old smokehouse on steroids.
Yeah.
It's Pat outdid himself when he designed this one.
Well, and that's saying a lot, because he outdoes himself on so many things. I'd have to say he's the genius behind everything, but you are the driver and the manager and the personnel manager, and you know, your staff is wonderful, and that's largely because you just take such good care of your employees, and that's to have the people as long as you've had them, that's just incredible.
Yeah, especially in this climate, you know, it has not been easy for restaurant people this last couple years. And so post-COVID, you know, after the first shutdown, we had all of our employees come back except for one that moved out of state, which she had already planned to do. And so, I mean, that really says a lot with people struggling the way that we have the last couple years. So we're in good shape. We're hiring still. We're getting geared up for what we hope is going to be an excellent summer. And we're ready to party on the patio all summer long.
Yeah, Linda, there's a couple things that I want to touch on the menu, and I'm going to do that in a second. But people need to know that there's a rail trail that is a ORV approved trail that runs right between US 10 and your building. So if
not ORV approved.
It's not.
It is not. In the wintertime, you can run snowmobiles.
That's what I thought it was. Okay.
But yeah, in the summertime. But we do have links, because Lake County is very ORV friendly.
Right.
So you can ride your ORVs on any road that is not a state highway or a federal highway.
It's even better, Jop.
Right.
You don't need that trail.
Like 300 miles of trails right around us. And so we like to joke and say all trails lead to Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Absolutely. So cover the top three things on your menu for us, because people need to understand this isn't just a barbecue joint.
No, we have our top sellers. We have an excellent prime rib and a ribeye.
Amen.
And then Bob's favorite, we have a prime Philly sandwich.
Oh, you remembered.
I do.
I have to try some of your other
food. We have fish. We have pasta. And we are on Monday, because we, like many other restaurants, went to a limited menu during COVID. And starting this Monday, we are rolling out our full menu again.
Great.
And we've added some really cool things, and 99% of the things that everybody loved is still on the menu.
Awesome. Yeah, and that prime rib sandwich, that ribeye steak of yours is so cool because it's smoked and grilled. And I'm telling you, if you love ribeye, you have to go up there. Pat is an awesome barbecue guy, and he picked up an awful lot of tricks to cooking before he started that place. And I got to say, he's a natural when it comes to food, and you're a natural when it comes to running the business. It's a great combination, just a great combination, yep. And we love you all.
Oh, thank you. We love you guys, too.
Yep, pretty good selection of beverages, too. I've frequented you can't find anything that I didn't want.
Right? Stay away from the Red Bull, though.
Right.
I can tell you that. Yeah.
Well, that story's for another day. That's a deer camp story. And
we do have to keep our eyes on you.
Right,
guys.
Yeah. The good news is it was a friendly farmer that pulled me out of the ditch.
That again, the beauty of country living.
Right, yeah. Oh, I forgot that story. I was talking about myself two-tracking after the last trip there. Right.
No, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe there's two stories.
There are many. Yeah. There are many.
All right.
And we won't put them over the airways.
No. Linda, thanks so much for your time. We'll look forward to seeing you. Anybody that's listening to the Greater Grand Rapids area, it's about an hour. You get on the highway, you can hit her up to 80, and you're up there in an hour, and it's a wonderful destination to go have dinner, something different than anything you can find in the Greater Grand Rapids area. So it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm craving me one of those sandwiches, girl.
Yeah.
I got one waiting for you. You just let me know when you're coming.
I'll do that.
Great, Linda.
All right. So, God bless you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for being there.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right. She's amazing.
The shame of it is I've only had two things on that giant menu.
Right.
I've had a couple of the ribeyes, because they're fantastic.
Yep.
But once I had one of those shaved prime rib sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like the angels sing.
Right.
I can hear them.
It's like
so
it should be,
good.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I got to order something else, though.
But take your lovely on a road trip up there, because it's a nice drive. And but you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And you know what? Be safe out there. Spring is sprung. If you're getting on your two-wheel buggy, just, watch yourself, because we want to talk with you next week, too.
That's right.
And it's a dangerous time when people get out on their bikes and the people around you aren't used to looking for them.
All right.
Take care, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.